This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praises due to Allah Rabbul Alameen, and we keep on asking Allah to make us among the people who are grateful and thankful, so that Allah's blessing will keep on coming to all of us, inshaAllah. La in shakartum la azidannakum. Allah remind us, whoever are grateful and thankful, then Allah will add His blessing. That everything that we have is not just food, provision, health, but plus blessing. So there's a lot of different when you have something without the blessing and you have something with the blessing. May the mercy and the blessing of Allah be upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the family of the Prophet, the companions of the Prophet, and those who follow the teaching of the Prophet till the day of judgment. Ameen. Brother and sister, it is really another ni'mah, another extra blessing when we become student of knowledge, talib ilm. Why the blessing is that every step that we make, one sin is being erased, one status is being lifted, and there's a lot of rewards just by seeking knowledge. But then, after having the knowledge, when we act upon the knowledge, then it becomes fruitful. Knowledge without action is just like a tree. It gives some shade, yeah, but there's no fruit. Sometimes you may plant a fruit tree. The tree is growing, but no fruits. You gain some benefit from the tree because of the shade. Yeah, it gives some kind of shade to you, but no fruit. So knowledge without action is just like a tree that bear no fruits. So when you act upon the knowledge, alhamdulillah, then you see the result. The blessing is added now. So when the fruit is there, it do not just benefit you, it benefit other people. Then it's time for you to share. When you act upon the knowledge, then only you have the right to share the knowledge with others. If you yourself don't have knowledge, there's nothing to give. Al-faqir la yu'ti. Yeah, there's a saying, poor people can't give. See, so but when you are rich with knowledge, then at least you can share with others. But how can you share the knowledge when we ourselves are not practicing what we learn? You can't, because you don't have the values. Anything that you do when you don't have knowledge, the quality is not there. It's just like food. You want to open a restaurant, you see a good business, but you are not a good cook. People may come and taste, and after that, nobody is coming because the food tastes lousy. You know, even in a prime area, but people don't come to you because your food don't taste good. But if you're good cook, then even you are so far away, people will go because you know what you are doing. So knowledge is very important, but then knowledge must follow up with action. So when you have the fruit now, knowledge is not just for you. If you think, as long as I seek knowledge, khalas. No. It's a ni'mah. Knowledge is a gift. It's a blessing. Yeah, not just food and drink, but knowledge also is a blessing. Now, when it comes to ni'mah, Allah always reminds us in Surah Al-Duha, at the end of the Surah Al-Duha, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. No, all the ni'mah that Allah have given us, don't just keep it to yourself. No. Islam is a very productive religion. Islam is here to help one another, not to destroy one another, not to humiliate one another, gossip, yeah, towards one another. No. That's why if you look in the Quran, as a guidance, Quran always reminds us how to be a better person, to be beneficial, to be fruitful. Yeah? So Quran said, example, وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى بِرِّ وَتَقْوَى. Meaning a true believer is always ready to help one another. Ready to give, not just to receive. وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى بِرِّ. Always be ready to help one another. To do what? Help one another to do something righteous that will end with taqwa. If anything you do are not righteous, righteous means what you do is purely for Allah, and the way you do it, you follow the way of the messenger of Allah, connected. Not my way, I think I'm better, I know better. No, don't do that. No one know better than Allah. Huwa ya'lamu sirra wa alaniya. He knows about the future, about what that you can see and what you can't see. It's in the knowledge of Allah. That is number one. And nobody can say, I know about Allah, I know about Islam more than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No one can say that. So anybody try to say, no, you should follow this, follow that, they are very confused. They don't know what they are talking about. If you are talking about dunya, fair enough. You follow those who are expert in that area. You know? You don't know where to go, how to go to your destination. Now you have what? You have Google Map, you have Waze. You can follow, no problem. That one you don't have to open the Quran and then look for a hadith, where is Jalan Cempaka? You can't find that in the Quran. But there's one ayat in the Quran give you all the answer. Allahu Akbar. Allah Almighty, sometimes He just gave one ayah, enough for people of knowledge. What is that ayah? Fas'alu ahli zikr in kuntum la ta'lamun. Ask the people who know. You don't know how to go to this area. Just be humble. Ask. Just ask. You don't know how to please your parents? Ask them. Papa, what do you like me to do? Mama, what do you like me to do? Just ask. You want to be very helpful, a very good student, ask the teacher. How can I be a good student? A good student, when the teacher is talking, he listens. When people, when the teacher is doing some action, he observes. Like how the companion, they see, they hear, and they follow. Because knowledge do not just come from hearing. Knowledge is come from your sight too. That's why you see the companion, sometimes they use, Ra'aytu Rasulullah, I saw the Prophet. He never said, I heard, no, I saw. This is how the Prophet does, that's how I'm doing. They are good follower, good copycat. from generation to generation, the thing just move on until to all of us. See how blessed the teaching of Islam. So to be a student of knowledge, it is a ni'mah. But always remember, when the Prophet talk about knowledge, when Allah talk about knowledge, he is not talking about opinion, what the public is doing. He's not talking about tradition. He's talking about pure knowledge. عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ. Knowledge come from Allah. Pure knowledge is what Allah said. Uncorrupted, unchanged, relevant at all time, logical, practical, rational. There is pure knowledge. How many of us who read the Quran? Many, alhamdulillah. How many who understand? A few. How many who really act upon it? Again, you go filter after filter. Left, only Allah knows the number. The number of Muslims, billions. Those who memorize Quran, millions. Those who understand the Quran, we don't know. And that is why the Prophet keep on reminding his ummah. Man qala Quran bi ra'i falyatabawwa maq'aduhu minan nar. Hadith mutawatir. The Prophet said, whoever dare to say about Quran based on his feeling, desire, I feel, I think, you don't have to think. Quran, Allah, have made everything very clear through one man, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to explain to us in detail about what aqidah, about what ibadah, how to clean yourself, tahara. Everything is been explained so detailed. You just follow. Come to dunya affairs. Then, Allahu Akbar. Dunya affairs, the Prophet give you the green light. Antum a'lamu bi amri dunyakum. About your world, you know better. You see how beautiful this region. Anything to do with dunya, transportation, you know better. My time, I ride on horses, on camel, on donkey. Alhamdulillah, the Prophet never said to all of us, nobody can do hajj without camel. If you say that, Allahu Akbar. The first thing that everybody who want to go to hajj must do, learn how to ride a camel. I don't know how many people reached Makkah at that time. We don't know how many. Just example. But you can come with any transportation. Alhamdulillah. Look at how rational Islam is. Yeah. Brothers and sisters, the Prophet ﷺ want his ummah to be a very active, productive ummah. Of course, you must learn. And the beauty of this center, here we only share with you what Allah said and what the Prophet ﷺ wants us to do. That's all. We don't like to entertain opinion, what the majority is doing, what the Arabs is doing. No, no. That is not our Qibla. Our Qibla, call Allah, call Rasulullah ﷺ. Our direction is always there. The Prophet even said to us in Hadith Muslim and Tirmizi before we move to the book, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَمْ مَنْ نَفَّسَ أَنْ مُؤْمِنْ قُرْبَةً مِنْ قُرْبِ الدُّنْيَا نَفَّسَ اللَّهُ أَنْهُ قُرْبَةً مِنْ قُرَبِ الْيَوْمَ الْقِيَمَةِ وَمَنْ يَسَّرَ عَلَى مُؤْسِرٍ يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَمَنْ سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا سَتَرَ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Look at the beauty of this saying of our Prophet about values. How to be a better Muslim, a good Muslim, not just a Muslim. Yeah? not only Muslim by name, Muslim by tradition, but a practicing Muslim. He said, whoever fulfilled the need of his brother or sister, Allah will fulfill his need on the day of Qiyamah. Whoever eases his brother's difficulty, somebody is having some, and you are there to try to see how you can help, Allah will ease his difficulty in this life and on the day of resurrection. You just do one, Allah gives you both. You help in his dunya, Allah help you in dunya and akhirah. Allahu Akbar. And whoever cover up the hidden fault, the mistakes of another Muslim, purely not to humiliate him, not to expose his bad thing, then Allah also will cover your fault from the view of other people here and the hereafter. Nobody is perfect. All of us have our weaknesses. But when you saw the weaknesses of somebody, your duty, if you know, you are sure, remind him. Try to approach them in the best manner. Don't humiliate them. Don't scream at them and correct them openly. Don't do that. Everybody has certain pride. Yeah? So you must know how to approach them. Even your children. You don't scream at them in front of their uncle, auntie. Next time they see their uncle, auntie, they disappear. Yeah? Because their uncle, auntie know how bad the boy is. So he also feels shame. No. Yeah? You do behind the public. Talk to them nicely. That's how you approach. You try to cover the mistake of somebody. We have our own mistake. Allah will help us to cover. Yeah? That will be the best way. Be helpful, beneficial to others. That's how Islam wants us to be. Not just think of yourself. Now you're learning, you understand, you act upon the knowledge, you see the fruit, then you can feel the sweetness of Iman, because Iman come with action. Iman never stay there just, I believe. You must do something. Allazina amanu wa amilu salihah. Every time in the Quran talk about Iman, follow up with action. And not just any action, but righteous deed. Now, what should we do? The minimum that we must do. When you talk about Sunday class, we talk about family. When we talk about family, we talk about you, start with we, ourselves, then our immediate family. Who is the immediate family? Your spouses. Earlier, you are stranger to one another. You only have your papa, mother, your sibling, that is your family. Now you have your own family, started by your spouses, your partner, who is so close to you. Then Allah used the term, "Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun." You and your partner is like a garment. You see how close the garment to our body? We cannot just walk outside without wearing anything. It's not right. It's not, the fitrah, is not right. You know, even you are right if you walk out naked, when people look at you, they know you are not right. But you are wrong. I'm a scientist, I'm a PhD holder. When people look at your class, you don't talk to them. They'll run away from you. You think you are so attractive? Yeah. Even you are a celebrity, but suddenly you go walk naked. What do people think? Wow. So handsome, huh? No, people run away. Because a sound-minded person will not do that. Because you have dignity. You have to cover your body. So Allah is telling us, husband and wife is like a garment to one another. Allahu Akbar. Very important to have this kind of understanding. Khalis, very, very important. Now, and then Allah said to us, when talk about family, ya ayyuhallazina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O you who believe, if we are a believer, we know that Allah is talking to us, save yourself. You cannot help your partner if you yourself are ignorant and you don't learn and you don't act upon what you believe. They say actions speak louder than words. Always remember this for all of us who are here. You don't just keep on talking and you do nothing. You think people appreciate? No. You know, Islam is so beautiful, Islam is so clean, but you are dirty. How can people appreciate? People can't. So we set an example. That's why the Prophet, you know, Allah said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Indeed, in the Prophet, whatever he does, whatever he said, he set the best example. He don't only talk, but he talk and he walk upon it. There is a beauty of our Prophet. To the extent that when people ask Aisha, who know better about a man than the wife? How good is this man? Aisha said, "Kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an." You want to know how beautiful the Qur'an is? How practical the Qur'an is? Why the Qur'an is called Huda, guidance? Look at this man. He is the living Qur'an. When he talked, he only talked what is right. What is good? Or silent is better. He never lie, he never cheat. You entrust him with anything, you have peace. He will never betray you. Allahu Akbar. Discipline. He respect the elders, love the young one. Everything you want, he is there. How blessed are we? That's why divine guidance, brothers and sisters, hidayah, known to all of us, hidayah is a very, very important gift from Allah. It's more worthy than dollar and cent, hidayah. We was given the hidayah, the Quran, given to us. Only now, how do you understand the Quran? When Allah said, save yourself and save your family. If you yourself, you don't care about your own health, you are what you eat, how can you help others? Even you want to eat, we love to eat. Do we love to eat, brother and sister? Yeah. Children, do you like food? What do you think? The boys, do you like to eat? Yeah, every morning you eat before you come. Make sure you have breakfast. After that, you are thinking of lunch now. After lunch, thinking of dinner, really. Automatic, you know, you come. It's good, there's nothing wrong, because Allah says eat and drink. But how can you make sure that your food and your drink give you energy, make you healthier, make you stronger? So you must have a balanced nutrition. Not kabo, kabo, kabo all the way. Then you become like a kabo. Not only protein all the way. Not only food, you need water, drink, not the what? Not all this drink that you are, that is not healthy. Sugar, full of sugar. You know our body have enough sugar? Everything there is sugar. Rice got sugar. Bread got sugar. Veggie got sugar. Fruit got sugar. Especially mango. High sugar. So if you like sweet thing, you have honey. Use honey, a better sweetness. Don't use the white is a killer. All the white, they polish. And they're going to polish your body too. Cut down. It's not easy, but you have to do something to save yourself. To be alert about how important to keep yourself healthy. And then make sure that you give your spouses the best. You don't take all the good stuff and all the poison thing you give it to your partner. How can you do that? You can't do that. And one thing I like to alert, please treat your helper with respect. Show your care and love. If you have a helper at home, show them, especially if they are doing cooking for you. Respect, honor them. If not, you know what is going to happen. Only Allah knows. They will add extra flavor. You know? While cooking, they're not happy with you, they just spit inside. If you have a CCTV, you don't know what to do now. You're going to sack them. You know? You're going to scold them, you will beat them up sometime. You make people very unhappy. So the same goes to your wife. Don't make your wife unhappy, but your wife will not do that to you, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, we have all good wife. How bad the husband, the wife never do that so far, alhamdulillah. How can we think of that? Yeah, everything can happen. I'm just sharing. Yeah, please be careful. Now, if we look at the book again, today we should be talking about protecting the baby. Is that protecting the baby? What is the topic today? Based on the book that in front of me? Yeah. 1:31. Or the last one is about Rukyah, but it's not written here. That's why normally I put a note. So I got to make sure all this thing is. Because on and off I'm not around, so there's some, my assistant will take over. Last Saturday, last Sunday is what day? Last Sunday. What is the date of last Sunday? Yeah? 25th, yeah? Today is 1:31. Deterrence of good. Okay. Now is first, yeah? Alhamdulillah. Now, if you revisit a bit on how to take care of your children before this, then you know Allah, the Creator, are aware about many, many things that we are not aware of. how cute, how handsome, how nice looking your children, mashallah. It's a gift. We always ask Allah when you want to have children, qurratu a'yun. We ask Allah to bless us with children who is the coolness of our eye. When we look at them, it brings happiness. You know, that is the children that we want. Of course, children, when they are very young, you know, they are very, very active and they don't know what is right and what is wrong. They don't know what is dangerous and what is not. Everything is a toy. Always remember, you give them money, they will tear. It's your fault. Who call you to give them money? You give them a coin, they swallow sometimes. They thought this is chocolate. Everything that you want to expose the children to when they are toddler, please remember, they are so innocent. They don't know anything. Everything is life to them. Because Allah said, you see how guided are we, but how ignorant we are. We thought that we are so smart. Even treating how to take care of the toddlers, Islam have taught us. What did the Prophet say about baby, newborn child? Anybody remember what the Prophet said about a newborn baby? Yeah? Pardon? You can say something like that. Yeah? Kullu maulid yulad ala fitra, the Prophet said. Every newborn baby are born clean, pure, uncorrupt. Who corrupt them first? Don't blame friend. There's no friend yet. Don't blame neighbors. No, they don't know who is the neighbor. They only know. They don't even know who is their papa and mama. And there's some video when the mama was feeding the children, and then gotta call mama, mama, and then he said papa, papa. He said mama, mama, baba, baba. Very strange, very unique. Yeah, very unique. That how can the one who is taking care of the child is the mama, but the child seemed to respond baba, 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 papa, papa. Cute or not? Is that very cute? How do the father feel when you are not there always, but you hear your children call you papa, papa, papa? Wow. If you look at the hadith, mashaAllah, kullu maulid yulad ala fi fa'abawahu. Fa'abawahu, when the Prophet used abawahu, then it means father first, then mother. When he said bil walidain, like in the Quran, wa bil walidain ihsana, meaning mama come first. There's a beauty in the way the Prophet conveyed the message for the people who have deep understanding. They know even the mother is there who is taking care, but the one who is going to crop the baby first is the father. The father have no time, busy, so they buy a lot of gift and corrupt the child. So each time the father come back, oh, you have some toy, new toy. Mama no toy to give. Mama carry, breastfeeding, washing, cleaning. So mama have no time to play with toy. There's nothing wrong, but if you want to give toy, you must give creative toys. No? Then teach them. Through the toy, you can teach them. You have a a zebra example, or lion, and that's good. This is I, you teach them. This is nose. Try to teach them. Don't teach them tiger, crow, and then they will pick up that. When they see you, then we are so happy. Wow, you are like a tiger. You see? So we are one who start to corrupt them, so they become like a tiger. No. Teach them about what is hair, what is head, what is eye, and everything. So, now children is innocent. I know we are proud to see beautiful children, and we like to show off sometimes. We take a lot of photos today, and we share it with the public. That also can cause evil eye. We expose them for the wrong reason. If people want to come, they are so attracted to this child, good, but deep in your heart, anytime, any praises come, alhamdulillah, all the praises, lillah, back to Allah. Then every time, don't forget to recite. The children cannot recite any. You, parent, recite Qul a'udhu bi falaq, Qul a'udhu bin nas. Yeah? To seek Allah's protection. Pray. We have to do the prayer. Children, innocent. We love our children, but protect them. In the Quran said, Ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Protect yourself and your immediate family from hellfire. When your children are exposed to evil eye, it is really painful for them. They are so innocent, so small, now they are exposed. They keep on crying, they don't know why they cry. And we also don't know why you cry. Normally, baby will cry because they are hungry. It's a sign they cannot communicate with you. When they cry, you know, food time. And they don't eat a lot. Allah is so blessed, yeah? so all-knowing. He prepared the food, the provision for the baby from the mother. Suddenly, you have milk. It's Allah's way of telling us, I am the one who gives them risk. You don't have to worry, run here and run back. Allah give it to you. It's just you. How to make sure that the milk that Allah have granted through our wife, the mother, is quality milk. Milk is always there. Quality milk come from quality food. And the esteemed husband have to be very careful. Take good care of the wife. Because the wife is there to take care of the baby. Anything the wife need, the best food, give. Organic, so that they produce quality milk. It benefits the child. Immunity of the child becomes stronger. And then it saves us a lot in the future. I always say, make one heart happy, the heart of the mother, the heart of the woman. Once she's happy, she produces all the good chi, good energy. And the good chi will go to the baby. Because she's a very happy mother. No? Healthy mother. Don't burden the wife with extra thing that we can do on her behalf, example. Is that easy? Is that easy for the brothers? It's not difficult. Just be a good guy. Be a bad guy is difficult. You have to plan how to be bad. You have to plan how to lie. Difficult. To be good is very simple. Just follow the guidance of Allah. Allah has shown you the guidance. The Quran is there. Read, don't understand, try to understand, and then act upon it. That is how we protect our children. Not to expose to them, to the public. You attract a lot of attention and you don't know what is in people's mind and what do they say. Showing off No, they may say something good, but even good, the evil eye is coming in. So very important to all our brothers and sisters to work together as a team to protect the children. Yeah? As they grow, when the mother is busy, the father is around, observe the action, the activity of the baby. Yeah? Don't let the baby exposed to anything that is danger, sharp things, water. Remember, water gives life and water can be a killer. No? Children love water. Do you remember children? Anything to water. Allahu Akbar. No? My experience with my grandchildren and also my nephew, my grandnephew, while we are just enjoying, taking a boat ride on the lake, suddenly he just dropped down because he wanted to cross the jetty to the boat. A slight callousness from the adult. Children is children. They thought it's okay. They just try to step one, boom, they went into the lake. What do you think we should do? When it happened, I just jumped into the lake. Pulled the baby up. Alhamdulillah. Of course, when you go in like that, everything is wet. You have your wallet is there. You have all the paper inside your board. You have your handphone in them, gone. You got to have patience and hope Allah protect, and then alhamdulillah. There is one. While I was holding my grandson, going into the house of the family, there was some water. Not so deep, actually, where they have a small area where put some small fishes there. While he was walking, he was looking, boom, he fall in. Immediately, you have to do something. Even it's not deep, but got panic, and then they will keep on. They can get drowned very easily. Water is not, I've seen, not toddlers, children age of 4 and 5 drowned in front of me. The mother just left because in the swimming pool hotel, I was there looking at my grandchildren. And this boy was, and the mother was there, then the mother just went to the toilet. Safeguard was there. Safeguard is looking in the deep water. The deep side. This one is very, shallow, so they don't pay attention. It didn't, I'm not aware about what happened. Suddenly, I saw the babies, the boy is floating. Now all the food that is inside is coming out. Immediate jump, but it's too late. Can you imagine? They are there for a holiday. Maybe the husband is busy doing some mating or and the mother is just trying to make their baby happy, the boy. And he just went into the toilet, come out, gone. How do you feel? So when it comes to children, please be very alert. Make sure the environment is safe for them. Children who do not know how to crawl is limited, yeah, their movement. When they start to crawl, you must be alert now. No? Because they don't know what is wrong. Everything is a toy. Always remember that. You don't blame them. You don't go and shout and scream. Why do you take care? Everybody has to take care. Not only the mother has to take care. Everyone who is there, the sibling, the brother, all you must remind each other. Ta'awunu ala birri wa taqwa. So that everybody is always there to help one another. This is the value that is important. Now come back to chapter 8. Yeah, now we're in chapter 8. Page 131 for those who have the book. For those who don't have the book, slowly you can follow. And I think this book is still with us that you can purchase if you want. And maybe you can go through, revisit what we have learned earlier and try to benefit from the author of this book. Why does it not work? We often hear an outcry from concerned parents that they did all that is possible to protect their child from harm and evil. They said all the authentic supplication dua had applied. All the authentic ruqya recitation to protect the child is been done, but nothing worked. Why? Still, the child is exposed to something that is not helping the child, helping us. The child keep falling sick. It appeared to be under a magical spell or possessed by a jinn. Where is the place that the jinn like to be in always? Toilet. Don't forget, the jinn also have his quarters, room. You have the room for the parent, master bedroom. You have room for your children, children's room. When they reach certain age, boy and girl must be separated. This is the rule, Islamic rule. We have guest room, reading room, so many rooms. So for this, but the jinn also have his own room. And the jinns always stay in the toilet. You see, because he is not, the good jinn don't do that, the bad one. Because he is bad, so his place also fit him. Like bad guy like to go to bad area. Yeah. Or the negative guy like to go to nightclub. Or the good guy, no, they don't want to go. Because nightclub, what you have, music, so loud. And then drinking. But people who are very family, they don't like to go to this kind of area. So you must know the jinn, where he like to be. And the jinn got children. Don't forget, they also have their own baby. You can see them. You see them, maybe you cannot sleep. So Allah's qadar, they don't appear in front of you. But you must be alert. That's why each time when you go to the toilet, you step in with which foot? Which foot? Left. And what do you say? What do you say? Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khuthi wal-qaba'ith. Now, if parents don't memorize, what do you think how the children can memorize? Example. So we set good example. We have been practicing, so we teach our children. They may not understand. Never mind, just get them used to it. Say this. We like our children to talk. When they know how to talk, we are so happy. Before they learn how to talk, we are so worried. When my children is going to start to talk? Suddenly when they start to talk, we get so tired. They keep on talking without stop. Because now they start to learn how to talk. So they'll be very active in talking. Now we are tired in hearing, listening. So what the minute they learn how to talk, that is the time you must teach them all these things. Say this, recite this. When do you apply? Go to the toilet. Adab all start from young. Tarbiyah to awlad, teaching children must start from the beginning. Don't let them go, it's okay, he's too young, it's okay, he's still young. That is the time. Reinforce all the positive, the good thing in them. If not, all the other thing is going to come in. No, they are just like an empty can. You don't put in the positive, negative going. You don't blame them. And if you love music, you see suddenly the body start to move and make us so proud. Wow, my baby is so young, you see how he moves. He can be a good dancer. So you want them to be a dancer? He can be a good ballet. You want them to do all these things? You will be proud when they can recite some dua. They can say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. But you always heart rock. No, Alhamdulillah. Example is you. Start from us. You don't create the environment. You want the best, but you don't create the best environment. When we inquire from those parents about the environment that they have established for the children, we often find that it contains a number of wrong and constitutes strong deterrent for the acceptance of ru'ya. When you want to make prayer, you want the prayer to be answered, correct? That's all. Why? Why the prayer is not being answered? You say, I recite this, I do this, but why my children is not being protected? Who will hear Allah all hearing and all knowing? But who will bring this dua to Allah? It's the angels. You know all the angels, anything you do good, they will bring up. Allah knows if they don't bring up, but Allah also knows. But it is part of the SOP. The angel will bring, present it to Allah. We want good angel to be around us. But now the good angel is not there. When the good forces is not there, what is there? You know what is there. The Chinese also believe, even they don't believe in God, but they believe in yin and yang. The good force and the bad forces. They believe. They believe good and bad. Nobody can escape to believe in qada and qadar. Only the way they believe is different. Can you imagine? They talk about yin and yang. We have. We've been talking about the good and evil. Haq and batil. Halal and haram. Shirik and Tawheed, Iman and Kufur, everything is in the book. But we fail to understand. Thereby aiding harm and evil in attacking the child. Because the environment is not a blessed environment. Among those that run are images, music, bells, television, and any other act of disobedience that is committed or maintained in the child proximity environment. Look in the room where you want to have the children to sleep in. If you want to put some good name that they remember, good, the name of Allah, the name of Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad have many names. We don't know. Do we remember his name? Other than Muhammad. Other than Ahmad. He have many names. It's good. So that our children know, oh, our Prophet also is called this. He also named himself this. He also said this. Oh, okay. Do our children remember the name of the four Khalifa? Do the children remember, our girls, daughter remember the name of the wife of the Prophet? It's good to expose them. You ask them the celebrity, they know. Because that's what they're exposed to. Remember, Amal Ma'ruf and Nahi Munkar is very, very important to start from young. The deterrence of good because Ma'ruf is not there, so Munkar become very, very active. When you want something negative to be weak, you must be very active with something positive. Then you don't give way for the negative thing to come in. It can come to everybody. We adults are exposed to more negative than positive. The media majority are negative. Even if we have some positive, but we do not visit the positive side. Negative side, very interesting, very attractive, very colorful. No? Even if it's bad, we know it's bad, but what can we do? Attractive, colorful, we just entertain. Do this happen to all of us? With all the internet today? All the chit-chat that we go through? Sometimes we don't want, but it comes. So proactive. The good one also come, but we hardly visit. Oh, boring. If parent is boring, what do you think about children? And you know what is coming in, very forceful today. That corrupt more people's actual children is the idea of LGBTQ. To keep on injecting in the mind of the children, normal, no problem. Anything that is so bad, we know the punishment is very severe. Both can be punished. You have the right to protect your honor. Anybody try to sodomize you, you protect yourself, fight, scream, you die shaheed. You don't say, what can I do? What can you do? So many things can do. There's people around. Ask for help, scream. When you want to protect yourself, you do not know to protect yourself. You know, teach the children. You have one weapon, your voice. Make use of your voice. But the culture again, here today, even the Ministry of Women Affairs remind the mother that when anybody, you hear your neighbor, somebody screaming, the woman, children, you have the right to report. You don't know what is happening, but they are screaming, shouting. Quickly make a call and report to the security so that somebody will pay them a visit. They're too noisy, screaming and... So we don't have the authority, we contact the authority and then let the authority do something. We hope the authority are very sensitive with this. And they can, if you ill-treat your children, then the welfare department will come in to give some extra protection. It's our duty to protect one another. We are good neighbor. Good neighbor feel for each other. Yeah. In other countries, they have this value of neighborhood. Anything happens. So you see, they become very close. But the city lifestyle is very different. People don't want to get involved at all. Nafsi. You can scream, huh? They play that. Very sad. There's no more family values, and Islam emphasized the importance of this value. We hope that this will help all of us. What is the thing that can cause our prayer not being answered? Look at the ongoing subtitle, dolls and other images. It has become universally acceptable or even recommended to have images of all form, color and sizes on children's clothes, bed, wall and so on. A large part of the children's toys are personified after animal and fictitious creature. We see Mickey Mouse, Goofy, Donald Duck, Bugs Bunny, only Allah know, and the newer Little Mermaid, Lion King. Do we like this kind of t-shirt? Sometimes. Oh, so children is innocent, they don't know. Well, you go to the Disneyland, you see all the kind of t-shirt and images. And Spider-Man, Superman, everything. So you expose the children with all these things. And all these images, the prophet one day when Aisha was, he's not a drawer, an artist, but he was doing some, meeting, and then image of an animal. Gabriel was supposed to come and visit the prophet. Gabriel do not enter. Cause the prophet, why? Something is wrong. Something he realized. And he put it down, tore it down, not to display anything. Where the image is clear. If the image is unclear, you still can do that, but not a clear images. Our baby's room in the chef bed are filled with dolls and stuffed animals. If you want to have all this toy, keep it. Time for them to play and then you keep it back. Because children like to play with, there's nothing wrong, but you don't display. Today some car, you see, full of toys. very dangerous. Oh, I want to decorate my car. Alhamdulillah, nobody come out with a car look like lion. Come out with a car look like a, you know, what you say? Pineapple. Not yet, not yet. We don't know one day how innovative human is. You have an Apple car coming, your dragon car coming. Human is very innovative, create a lot of things that do not benefit us. It's marketing strategy, commercial. Everything has been commercialized. Religion also become commercialized today. Everything is about money, wearing this, wearing that. Now the chapal also become, and then the new business. May Allah protect all of us. Ameen. So what is happening to all of us, brother? We should try our level best to make changes. Our children spend long hours dressing, tending, and talking to human like dolls and stuffed animals. No? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us as parents to be alert of our environment and how to protect yourself, protect the children, and make sure our household is clean from all this. Yeah? We know that sometimes children like this, like that. No, if you want, you put in an album. They can see, they can read, and then close it. Nothing to display, to be proud of. Just be proud of our heroes. Who is Omar ibn Khattab, who is Khalid ibn Walid, and all that. This is our heroes. And you see Allah's blessing. All the good people from the time of the Prophet who Allah have blessed, who the Prophet said, these are the 10 people of Jannah. You don't see any of their images anywhere. You see how blessed are they? If their images was being presented, I don't know whether somebody will come up with some crazy idea. I dream Khalid ibn Walid. I dream Omar. And this is how Omar looked like. So you know, now they will come up with the image of Omar. That when you hang the image of Omar, when you make dua, call Omar. You know what is going to happen. The shirk is going to come back. And that's why you see a lot of people before who are involved in all this cult kind of group. All their followers have images. Huge. But Islam have forbidden. People don't bother. No mufti address this matter. No good scholar who call those with authority remind the public, don't do this. Haram. Nobody say anything. Quiet, silent. People of knowledge say nothing. There is a cause of destruction. Good people say nothing. Bad guy keep on promoting. No amal ma'ruf and no nahi munkar. Where is our function? What is the duty of learned people, scholars, imam? To just let everything happen. And every Jumat we say, ittaqillah, ittaqillah, fear Allah, fear Allah. Why is that? Nobody feel anything. They should have come up with the statement very fast, anything go wrong, haram. Let people know it's haram. If people still want to do, that is their problem. Our duty is to convey the message. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَىٰ. Even that we fail. Can you imagine? So how can you depend on them? You can't. Today, everywhere, they are failing. Politicians fail us. Yeah. The leader of religious authority fail us. We don't want to fail ourselves. That's why ku anfusakum mahali. We want to at least, in the day of judgment, when Allah asks me, what have you done? We have done our best. That is more important. May Allah guide and bless us, brothers and sisters. If there's any question, now we can move to the second part, Q&A. Fatafadda. Any question? Faddali.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
The image of taswir is I think it's a big issue these days. And I remember when I first became a Muslim, the students of Sheikh Al-Albani, Salim Al-Hilali, etc., they would come to Brixton, and they allowed the filming of their durus. Because it was live, but they wouldn't allow pictures in taswir. But now there seems to be a shift away from that. Because I listened to a fatwa from Sheikh Fauzan recently. So, mashallah, there are some scholars speaking about, alhamdulillah. And he spoke about Sheikh Uthaymeen, who people use to... they use a statement from Sheikh Uthaymeen where he talked about taswir, you know, being permitted for dawah purposes. Mm-hmm. And he spoke about that. And then he mentioned that, you know, oftentimes in durus, when there would be live cameras, Sheikh Uthaymeen would go from camera to camera, placing it down. You know, this is something that he did. So there is, from what I'm reading, there seems to be a movement now that, not a movement, but a move towards, you know, a more, I don't know how to say
it. Young man.
Like dependent on what the different scholars say, and more kind of like fixed on what the hadith says, you know, regarding taswir. Because, you know, the scholars kind of looked at the word taswir, and then they said it has to be three-dimensional, it has to cast a shadow, etc., etc. But there are other hadith as well that speak about, you know, two-dimensional images, which would be akin to photographs, etc., etc. as well. In this dunya, it's a very difficult thing to control. I mean, you're not in control of everything. What advice would you give families, you know, in terms of, you know, the things that come into the house, the things that their children practice to take part in schools, you know, like taking part in photographs, etc.?
No. We know that what we are facing today is very unique in a way. Almost anything that you do, of course, scholars have different opinion because of the number one, anything you do, check your intention. Why do you do that? If you say for da'wah, educational purpose, that is good, but you must also remind people, this photo is to show you what is happening. If not, then the ummah will be blurred. They don't know. They don't see. You have to expose them, tell them the good thing is this, bad thing is also there. So they know the difference. The seeing is believing. It's very important in education if you can. But remind them, this is not for you to come up with a big images, photos, and then hang it here and there. No. It's for you to know that these good activities is going on. If the bad one is always there, to promote the bad thing, we should also promote what is good. But we alert, this is not for you to display, to hang. This is for your knowledge. Like when we are having classes, online classes, and people will revisit again if they miss All these are very good technology that help one another. It's good. I always believe, number one, the intention. That you go for a wedding, people want to have photo session. Why? As a remembrance. Yeah? We are together. Okay, but you don't go and print it out and big and hang it in your room. No need. Put it in the album. Or now you can save in your phone. And then you can revisit. You want to see, oh, you remember? Oh, so and so. No, you remember we in the hush before together? See, for remembrance, to help you to remember and to recall who and who that you have been together is a good thing. But not to go and hang it up and start to have other kind of belief. Oh, this is the sheikh, man. Anytime that I want to make dua, I call his name. Don't do that. Don't allow that. But you see, a lot of people, the cult have failed. They allow and then they're hanging in front of the restaurant. Anybody come in, big images, the sheikh there. What are you portraying? If you believe in a good scholar, the scholar remind you to act upon the knowledge, not to put his image and then you don't do what you have to do. You create another fitna. He never taught you to do this nonsense, but you are doing it. And that's why the Prophet forbid people to draw his image. Of course, in the time of the Prophet, you don't have this technology, only you have those artists. Who like, and artists sometimes, the way they draw it, they can put extra attraction. Your look. But you don't look like that actually. Your eye, like some kind of glittering thing coming out. You look at the picture, like you feel that he's looking at you. You know, sometimes. So they are very good. Artists are very good. It makes you feel that this picture is alive, you know. Yeah, so that's why the Prophet forbid that. But even you are allowed for certain reason, but you must remind people not to display hanging out. Yeah, this is for education. Yeah, this is for you to remember, but you keep it. Yeah, when photos now. You see what happened? That's why we keep on when come to photo, we say, remember our value. Our signature, like normal. That is more valuable. There's a da'wah going on. Then you go this way, you go this way, you go this way. What is this? Why must we follow the other ways when we have the shahada? La ilaha illallah. Why not we use that? Yeah, before, hardly people want to use. Well, we emphasize. Yeah. People dare not use. Because why? The Western media is so evil. Anything come from us, this is the terrorist group. Anything that Islamic, they always say terrorist. Everything un-Islamic, good. These are peacemaker. Are they peacemaker? Those who use this, are they promoting peace? They are the warmongers. They promote war. Because war is big business. To make it simple, the question is very important. Yeah. Anything that we do with images, drawing, we don't. If you want to draw, teach your children to draw the nature. The heaven, the sea, the ocean, the mountains. Beautiful. Yeah. Just an example. When it comes to pictures, family picture, you keep it in the album. It's good sometimes when you are aged, sometimes you want to recall, to remember. Yeah. Normally, I have an exercise before. People who are getting older, sometimes they become forgetful. Yeah, they know their memory become weaker and weaker. How to help them? How to strengthen their memory? If you have all this good album, you open up, start to talk. Papa, Grandma, you remember when Grandma was young? Look, no? Because old memories stay longer. The new one, they may not remember. We want to help them to strengthen their memory. The good thing. Look, look at this, the children, look at the grandchildren, where we went, when we travel. It's an exercise, if you ask me, to my humble experience, it is an exercise of the brain. So it's good, but if you don't have anything to say, you can talk, but the mind is weak now. But they can still see when they look, it helps them very fast. Seeing, that's why a lot of people say, seeing is believing. But we have another level. Yeah? Believing without seeing is unique. That's why we believe in a lot of things that you can see. Allazina yu'minuna bil ghaib. But for the normal people, they say, how can I believe I can't see? Of course, seeing is believing. You only believe this is bad. You've seen the bad thing. This is the good guy. I've seen him doing all the good things. Fair enough. Now people who are walking, they're very careful now in Messi, India. Why? Why people are more careful now? The sinkhole. If you don't see him, I don't care, man. Now, ولا تمشي في الأرض مراها. Don't walk on the earth, ego. Be humble. Always look down. Don't just look up. It's good to look down. If not, one Allah open. Yeah, the earth is going to swallow you in. Allah talk about this. People who are saved from the sea, they are on land, they thought they are free, they are safe. No? If Allah want to punish you, anything can happen. Imagine, eh? So happen. And that thing caused another disbeliever to believe. You know? You see, something happened, somebody died, but it gave hidayah to another person. Allahu Akbar. Everything happened for a reason. So if we don't see this, we don't bother, man. It's hearsay. But you have pictures to show you this is happening. I've seen this more than 15 years ago. It's a heavy raining day. School just ended. From here, behind that, there's a school, secondary school. Student just on the way home. But rain have stopped. But it was flooded in certain, you know, walkway. And there is a hole there. But it was covered by water. And there is some iron there that closed that hole. But that gave way. Now these two girls, their friend just coming out from school, was walking. I was just driving the other side in the car. Saw that. Suddenly one disappeared. Dropped. Gone. Just like that. People are not alert. There is a hole there before, but they have some iron there to close, but it gives way because of the water. How do you feel those, her friend that was with her? She will have a trauma and the memory. Can you imagine? I was with her. The next second gone. That's why every one of us must be alert when you walk, especially in a raining day. When there are water, don't underestimate what is there before. Be alert. How can you, what can you say? Just split of second, gone. Life and death, it is so fragile. So whatever we can do now, do the level best. So our images, surah, all try to make sure that if you will have to do something, you need it for a purpose, to show people, because seeing is believing. You say, I've done that. Where's your proof? People want proof today. If you go to the court in the future, they want proof. It's like people who revert, if you don't have this kind of thing, then in the future, they say, who said I am a Muslim? Or the parent may say, no, my child is not a Muslim. He always come home, he eat like us, he pray. They can say anything. But the person is dead. But at least now we know, we have witnesses, we have all the picture to show you. So we believe that if you bring it to the court will favor us because we have proof. It's hearsay, hearsay, we will lose. We have lost some cases because of that. My experience. People who become Muslim, I was a witness. But there's no picture. It's just some document. Even that document people challenge. And I was called to the court to bear witness because of the reward. Because the families fight. What went wrong? We make a very, I would say, childish statement. Because they don't change their IC. Their IC carry their old name. And when he was very sick, hospital, they go according to their IC. And then he passed away. No identity to show that he's a Muslim. And then the parent came, and the wife, who are not Muslim, came, the children. Our people, astaghfirullah, have no wisdom at all. Share with them with something that is so important for them. Irhamkullah. Important for us too, but you don't have to share that. Because it can be solved very easy. They send the wrong message across. About what? About fara'id. About fara'id. Oh, khalas. If none of you, because later on they knew, because we came to know, we informed them. But they have informed their family earlier, and the mayat was detained for nearly 1 week. We can have handled this easily, and then whatever we want to give, you give. We have the authority to give. But we use another approach. Because they feel, wow, no fara'id to us. We are not going to let this thing go like this. We will fight. Because I'm the legal wife. I'm the children is here. And they bring this to the civil court. Even we are there, no picture. We lost the case. So a lot of things happen in life today. We need that. Yeah, to safeguard, to make it clear, so that anything in the future, we don't have to argue. and fight unnecessary. So anything that we do, please remember, is not for glamour, it's not for us going show off, no. For us to share, let people know what we do, to prove to people that these are people who are our brothers, our new brother, our new sisters, is good. May Allah bless us, brothers and sisters. That's what I like to share. Whatever opinion when different scholars have, we honor the opinion, yeah, for anything that we know that it can bring to that, we always remind people. Don't forget to be careful. If you are allowed to do this, please make sure you do it properly and do not display, hang it here and there, no need. Yeah? So may Allah bless us. I have some another activities. Last question from the sisters, if there is. Any question from the sisters? Naam. Please.
Assalamualaikum, Ustaz.
Waalaikumsalam.
Ustaz, I have just two questions. One is in our endeavors to prepare for the afterlife, the next life. We don't want to leave any waste behind and all that. So my question is, when we are clearing our stuff and we have a lot of books, all these printed yasins, every time, you know, good intention people have printed all these books, etc. Even books like the one that is displayed by you over there, the half of it has got Romanized alphabet, the other half has got Arabic. What do you suggest we can do with all these books? Because they just pile up the house and gather dust and know the users. That's my first question, Ustaz. The second one is, as you say, to remain alert. Ever so often, we are so busy with our daily lives, doing everything from cleaning the house to cooking to everything, and how do we remain khushu in our endeavors that we want to do everything for the sake of Allah? Because sometimes the task, whatever it is, cooking, working, and then mighty. Be as kushur as when we are praying. Thank you, Ustaz.
Okay. Now, about the books, anything that we have extra that we are not even using it now, maybe we have read it. If you have never, if you don't remember, it's good to revisit again. So handy, so that it's handy, you can go back again. Yeah? That's why Allah loves you to read. Iqra, you know? But if your person feel that I don't need any, so then that's where you can distribute, share it with other people, friend, that you know they have some interest. Anything you want to share with people, first you have to know whether they have the interest or not. If no, no point. You pass it to them, they keep it. You talk about something good about the book first and say, wow, is there a book like that? Yes, I have. I'll pass it to you. Example, that is one thing. Yeah? If not, you can send it to us and then we will see who among our people who don't have it, then we can pass it to them. This is how we share the knowledge, share whatever we have with others. That is about the books. Yeah? Now, about our intention will be challenged from time to time. But our duty is to always remind ourselves, I'm doing for the sake of Allah. Then suddenly, it come again. Quickly, you overrule. When it comes to change your feeling, quickly, you remind yourself. No, don't entertain. It's like your prayer time. You are so busy cooking, cleaning. It's a good part of what Allah wants you to do. You do. This is an ibadah. Ibadah is not praying. You are preparing food for the children, families, in the act of ibadah. I'll give the best. When I'm tired, I'll tell them, I just can't do today because I'm not well. So if somebody can take over good somebody, you know, then you have Lala move now, you have crap now, example. So we prepare. But then the intention, you see the Prophet also very active in doing da'wah, engaging with the public and the people, the mushrikeen and everything. But when come to prayer time, You can see he know how to cut off all these things. Dunya cut off now, me and Allah. That's why you take wudu to make sure that you're cleaning every part of the body exposed to the open. And then, when you want to pray, what do you say, sir? Allahu Akbar. Nobody can come into the prayer with a takbiratul ihram. What do takbiratul ihram remind us? Now you are facing Allah, worshipping Allah. Nothing is more important. Nothing is greater than Him. Give you that feeling. It's a gift. Allah gives you the opportunity to talk to Him directly. It's a blessing. How do you feel? The king said, come and see me. Do you think when you're in front of the king, you will entertain other things? You feel special. You just wait for the king to say, come forward. Wow. Anything you want from me? Allahu Akbar. No? I share with this last thing because I'm watching the time. There is a video going on by a Christian, not by Muslim, talking about king, what can king do? So you have this very known golfer, and he visit the kingdom of Saudi. And the king loved to meet up with this very well-known golfer. And then welcome him, treat him well, and ask him what he liked from the king. What can the king do for him? He said, I'm a golfer. Of course, I just want to have a golf. To him, he thought that king may give him the stick, or very special, made of gold maybe. So he thought that the king may forget what he said. After some time, no news, suddenly a letter came to him. And he, from the king, of course, you know how the letter would be, he opened. The king said, this is the gift that I want to give it to you. I have identified what 50 acres of land for you to start a golf club. Caught this golfer, but I thought he'd give me a stick, a golf stick. He is offering him to run this 50,000 acre of land. The story is that if the king of the dunya can give you things that you cannot imagine, because he's a king, how about the king of all kings? Yeah, assalamu alaikum. Yeah, there's a signal that I'm late now. So, just to share with all of us, the important to have faith in Allah. At the end of the day, if you do everything for Allah, you may be challenged. Sometimes the feeling change. Never mind, but quickly revisit. Try to control that feeling from moving towards other causes, feeling this, feeling that I'm doing for the sake of Allah. Help me, O Allah. Help me, O Allah. I know everything gets that I for Allah after some time. The test is there for everybody. That's why the Prophet always reminds us, be careful of your intention. Anything you do, start your intention. Check your intention. Go back to your intention. All this is about our niyat. And only we know. Other people don't know. So may Allah bless us. I know there are a lot of questions. We will see all of you again. Remember, we have Wednesday class, Saturday class. Everybody can participate for the benefit of ourselves, family, and the Ummah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.